The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. It takes a certain kind of brave to run a business. We see it, we back it.
Well, unlike our billionaires who probably have assistants to dot the I's and cross the T's on documents for them, form filling can be a complete headache for the rest of us. It's a busy time of the year for funding applications in all kinds of sectors, especially in the arts. Actor and writer Sharon Mannion knows these frustrations all too well, and she's been telling us all about it.
Name. Forename.
Wait, is that surname or first name?
Please use block capitals only.
Ah, feck.
Select from one of the following options, Mr., Mrs., Miss or Ms.
Which one makes me a feminist again?
This session will time out in 59 seconds.
Ah! We'll go with Mrs., even though it makes me sound like an OAP.
Please give your place of birth.
How specific are we getting here? I mean, I was born in Galway, but that's more to do with the lack of maternity services in Roscommon rather than any kind of allegiance to the place. Almost born in the psychiatric unit of Ballinasloe, actually, when my mother went in the wrong entrance door. She loves to remind me of it like I somehow directed her in there from the womb. I digress.
Select the category that best describes you from the drop-down menu below.
I don't see a category that describes me.
You must select a category from the drop-down menu.
I can't see one there that fits.
Please pick a category.
I'm trying! You're putting pressure on me! Should I just click on marketing?
You must select at least one option.
I know that, but I'm not on the drop-down menu, I keep telling you.
The drop-down menu will tell you who you are.
I don't know who I am! Nothing strikes fear into the hearts of so many than the realization that what stands between them and their goal is the filling out of a form. It doesn't matter if the form is an application for a 3-year Egyptian visa or a sick note for your 3-year-old's Montessori. The process is the same. Reduce the form filler to a shadow of their former selves and make them question everything they ever thought they knew about life, the pursuit of happiness, and their relationship to the English language.
Well, Homer, I guess you're the winner by default.
Default! Woohoo! The two sweetest words in the English language!
What is it about these forms that instills such terror and bewilderment? Is it something about the constraints of the never quite big enough boxes and the aggressive insistence on postcodes which may or may not exist that leave the form filler feeling inadequate?
Give up, Mr. Cruz. Go home.
Indeed, so burned have many of us been, we've given up trying to participate at all and have instead assigned family members with the task. There's a form there to update my library card, Bernie. You'll fill it out. You're good at that kind of thing. That kind of thing. The task is right up there with plunging blocked toilets and removing decaying mice from their attic traps. In the case of sponsorship or funding applications, the elaborate process is surely a concentrated effort to make you walk away from it entirely. Like forcing a small child to sit through episodes of Nationwide in the hopes they'll give up looking for Peppa Pig.
It looks very funny, Daddy.
I work in the arts. Every arts funding application form I have ever had the misfortune to fill out has inspired as much creativity in me as a trip to get root canal. The filling in of the form becomes the art in and of itself. Some people are very good at it, and fair play to them. The rest of us squander around in our own self-hatred, struggling to find different ways of saying contextualization. I'm told other worlds like academia and science are similar, and I've filled out enough forms for passports, credit union loans and online shopping deliveries to know that the problem is universal. Sometimes they leave a box for you to add extra, voluntary information.
In 500 words or less, add in any other info you think might be relevant.
You don't have to fill it in, of course, but you know you'll be punished if you don't. Just be yourself, they say. Yeah, right. That might work for 25-year-olds with their nice hair and their self-esteem. Nobody who grew up in the 80s is capable of being themselves. It's the exact opposite of what we were told, after all.
Don't be yourself. Oh, no, whatever you do, don't do that. Pick a cousin. Be one of them.
Oh, my perfect cousin.
Creates these forms? And in the case of government-issued applications, is it the same form that has been passed around from department to department for decades, with no one caring enough to bother updating it? like the recycled gift bag that still bears the tag, Happy 50th, Margaret, as you hand it over to your nephew on his 10th birthday.
Happy birthday.
Since form filling moved online, the area has become even more fraught with difficulties.
Your password must contain at least 2 uppercase letters up to a maximum of 5, 3 digits, 4 non-specific characters and the kidney of a small child.
Shove your password up your...
Sorry, you've used that password before.
Why this over-reliance on forms at all when we all hate them? Who's gaining anything from it? I mean, they can't be fun to read. What happened to the humble interviewer, God forbid the casual conversation? Is all this information even necessary? Why do they need to know who my last energy provider was? Why must we be forced to log in and become a fully fledged site member when all we want is to buy a cheap pair of cropped jeans from China?
Let's say China.
Why must I rate myself out of 10, where 10 is people from Cork levels of superiority and 1 is feeling as put upon as the discarded clothes rack of a Penny's changing room? Wouldn't it be much quicker to call or just walk into these offices, tell them who we are and leave with what we came for?
Your session has timed out.
Sharon Mannion there.